It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on. Cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. My email's getting filled up with foot fetish lovers.
Oh, I didn't realize this was something that was such a thing. But not only lovers, but people who have been paid to have pictures of their feet being taken. And stories about how much money they've made from taking pictures of their feet.
How great to have like your main sexual satisfaction come from something that women have no problem sharing openly with you. They don't even think like it's a creep. Like if you said, like, I'll give you $100 for a picture of your breasts, like you're teetering on breaking laws probably. But if you go, I'll give you $100 for a picture of your feet. Next thing you know, you're finding pictures underneath a trash can by some baseball field. I mean, girls don't care.
Very strange.
I mean, it's got to be the greatest thing ever. Like, girls just don't care. They just will. Sure, you like my feet? Here you go. I don't blame them. But if you're a dude, I mean, that's a hot dog. I mean, you're living life.
It's only a male thing, right? Like, only men are known to like feet. I don't think there's any women who find feet attractive, right?
They're very subjugated in the community.
Okay, maybe.
It's very puritanical, hierarchy, a male hierarchy. It's funny, the people with the most power are the people with the biggest teeth.
Oh, really?
They go to the top of the class of foot fetishists at Footopedia.
Huh.
Yes, we judge you only by the size of your incisors.
Wicca feet.
Yes. Well, I'm putting out one called Footopedia to Get them off my scent.
Mm-hmm, yes.
By the way, the Texas Senate has passed a bill requiring teams with government contracts to play national anthems at games. And my question is, who's yes? Why do they bother doing things like that? Who looks at that and goes like, all right, put one for the good guys. Hooray, here we go. You know, you can raise the questions of that if it's, you know, if this is the road that you want to go down and, you know, the government requiring this kind of stuff. And you can do all that. But ultimately it comes down to a question of what kind of maniac are you trying to, like, how much can these people get away with now in the Texas Senate now that they've done this? Like, because obviously this is a smokescreen for bad stuff. I know that they had their issue with the power grids and the pipe and no one had power and everyone's houses was flooding. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of crap is going on there. And I know the demographics of Texas are changing and all these things. But, like, how much does a stupid, nothing, garbage thing bill like this, just a huge, phenomenal waste of time, how much does this get people to, how much does this allow you politically?
So
like, how many sex scandals does this take away?
Aren't they already at most sporting events?
But remember, Cuban didn't play for a few games and then one said anything?
But they brought it back. I don't know why.
No, there's no practical reason for it. It's a publicity stunt. It's to get people to say they don't like it, and so you can, you know, put a picture of the flag up and go eat it.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, how many sex scandals, like, how many times are you willing to go without power for a week because they passed this? You know, like, how long are you allowed to eat crap for this? I mean, your government failed you completely in Texas. I mean, the purpose of government completely failed in real time, tangibly. Not one of these, like, pretend things, like you saw a video of a kid going over a wall or something like that. No, tangibly affected you. You were without power. The grid failed you. Government failed you. Government did not know how to handle it. They didn't know what to do. And they scrambled and they tried to place blame, and Ted Cruz timed his vacation very well and left town. The whole thing. And by the way, you remember John Bonner? He has an audio book, and there's audio of him free. I won't play because I don't want to do political stuff, really. But there's audio of him reading the book and then just taking asides to scream about Ted Cruz being an a-hole. And he's like, as conservative
as like
can
outtakes. They're like, yeah, they're outtakes. Awesome. They go on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. He just rants about Ted Cruz being a moron because he'll be reading about something that he did. And remember, John Bonner is a massive conservative. He's was a huge
was he Speaker of the House?
Speaker of the House. He was a huge.
Cries a lot in public.
Yes, he does. But remember, this is no bleeding heart liberal. So for all of you who get mad when I make fun of Ted Cruz, I figured we were all on the same team with Ted Cruz. He's Mr. Magoo of politics. He's always making a mistake. I mean, he's constantly, like, socially gaffing. Did you see the picture of him with the Baylor shirt on and the Houston hat before the Final Four?
No.
And he's standing in front of the TV uncomfortably. He just sucks. He's just the worst.
You want to hear something
true?
I like
both teams.
I had a beard at some point, like, over the past, like, couple of months, and I saw Ted Cruz with a beard, and I shaved it, and I told my wife that's why I shaved it.
Yeah,
smart. You got to.
He made me not like beards.
Yeah, like, if he likes your favorite band, they're no longer your favorite band.
You see him show up in the leather jacket, you're like, no.
Can you picture if you're like, I don't know, like, the Kings of Leon? And, like, he puts out a picture of him, like, a video of him jamming with his kids to Kings of Leon. Immediately, you have to, like, we got to change everything. Like, everything is, we got to do something drastic. A name change, costumes. I don't know. But something has to happen.
If I'm the Texas government, why stop there? I mean, why not make the national anthem mandatory before you go see a movie? Or, like, you know.
Because it's only government contracted places that the taxpayers paid for. So your tax money, now they got to make you do something with your tax money.
They're already doing it. It just seems like a waste of time.
No, it's an entire waste of time. That's my whole point. I don't even want to get into the politics of it. It's just such a waste of time. But when I see something as frivolous and dumb as this, it's obviously to shake someone off your scent and to placate a moron. I mean, it's like, you know, to put a feather in your moron bow and like Cupid running around and fire your bow into some hillbilly's ass
feather
and have them
in your
array.
Moron bow?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems kind of counterproductive.
No, he's right, like, you're like Cupid with like a flag around your neck, like sailing around with a cowboy hat on with an arrow full of stupid garbage that you can shoot into people's butts to make them all of a sudden like you. Well, I realize that, you know, she's defrauded the government of millions of dollars, but I mean, she did pass the bill making them do the national anthem. Oh, okay. That's good. Well,
yeehaw!
They do love the country. I mean, they do. They won't take anything more from these fascists. I mean, how much does that buy you? I mean, it's ridiculous. Kevin, you have a Swayman take. The young goaltender of the future. I've addressed this earlier in the show, but we can reiterate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, boys? Someone mentioned about Carter Hart briefly. You guys said the Philly goalie, but I think this season for him is a perfect example of what we might, if we stick with Swayman as our guy, we might have to worry about that.
I've made that point several times, and the thing is, it's a very similar situation. But the thing is,
I just think if we got the team to rally around this kid, like if you got Marchand and Pasta and your big guys feeling their confidence in this kid, I think it wouldn't be as bad.
Well, here's the deal.
I think the guys have given up on Tuukka.
I don't think
they've given up on him, but I think they know that Swayman's the future.
I think
the writing's on the wall.
I think that they might be a little frustrated with Tuukka. A little frustrated. I'm not going crazy. A little frustrated. But I will tell you this.
Well, it almost seems overly effusive of praise with Swayman, which might say something about Tuukka.
Well, I think they know Swayman might be their goaltender for the next couple weeks. I think they know that.
But Patrice said the future is bright this kid. I mean, that's a phrase you don't say if some guy's just filling in for a couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, they know this is the goaltender. But I'll tell you, Mike, or whoever was on the line, the difference is that if Swayman's your number one and you get a backup goaltender who's a veteran, it allows you so much freedom financially to improve this team. That I'd be willing, if I was Sweeney, I would be willing to take that chance. I would gamble. You have to gamble. I was watching a thing about the draft where Jimmy Johnson, him and Jerry Jones, they were gamblers, baby. They had their draft value chart, and they went out there and they redefined the draft. You got to be a gambler sometimes. You got to take a chance.
Dan makes a good point. He says it's like having a quarterback on a rookie deal, but you just have to make sure that this kid is, you know, everything that you think he's going to be.
Yeah, for every Bennington, there are four or five goaltenders that didn't make it.
Right, but at some point you gotta play a kid. I mean, at some point it's what you got to do.
It is a higher risk for the Bruins only because they have a specific window here. I mean, if Swayman hits, great. You can add. You have Marchand. You have Bergeron. You have the core set up to make a run. But if you let Rask go and the kid misses, then you have a problem.
But you wouldn't be letting Rask go to stay under the cap so you could keep your team intact. You would be letting Rask go so you can vastly improve your team. That is a part that is very important.
I understand that, but the theory still stands. If you roll the dice and you gamble with Swayman and you get a veteran backup who's good for 10 or 15 starts a year and Swayman doesn't come through, that's a huge miss and it could set the franchise back a little bit.
Right, but if I'm Sweeney, I mean, I got to take a chance sometime. If I'm putting myself in Sweeney's shoes and that's the chance I'm willing to take, that's the chance I'm willing to take. I'm going crazy in free agency. And I'm going to have this. I'm willing to roll with this kid.
You load up, and you have a year or two to get it done.
Although, what if you get Tuukka on a 2-year deal that was about, you know, $4 million a year?
I wouldn't do it.
Swayman was your backup to get his legs. You know, get his legs from underneath.
That ends up saving me about. So it's $7-8 million. So it's $9 million, and then so minus the three is $6 million. And then it's what Swayman makes.
That's a decent amount of money.
But I don't want to pay a guy who's not here.
But don't you want Swayman to be a reliable backup first?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
So you think he's ready to go from 0 to 60? I mean, he's been very good.
Remember,
so far,
he's got a whole rest of this season, and he's got a training camp. He's got a whole thing.
The decision doesn't have to be made right this second.
So you say bench Halak once Tuukka gets back? You think that Swayman should be the backup?
No. You have Swayman playing the AHL. You get that kid in games. No. He doesn't back up Tuukka. No, you get him right back in the AHL, and you say play. Get as many games on him. No, he's got to play. It's like a pitcher in the majors.
Yeah,
you don't. If you got a kid in the majors and you say, well, I could sit him and play him once a week, or he could go down to AAA and play every day. I'm playing the kid every day in AAA. I'm not going to I want him hitting, and they're going to bring him up when I have an opportunity. I know I want Swayman with as much professional experience as possible.
Although with Tuukka, you know, your backup goalie plays more than most.
Well, then you call him up, and if Tuukka's out, then you call him up. I mean, he's only in Providence.
In a situation like this, Rich, I think, because there's so much unknown, even though Swayman's off to a good start, if Rask and Halak are healthy, they're the guys that you go with. You have Swayman and Vladar go back to the AHL. You have them play a ton, you know, up until the AHL season is over, and you know Swayman can do it up here. Then you can make your decision depending upon where Rask and Halak are once you get to June, July, and August.
Hey, you seem to be in a pretty good position, though. It all comes down to that. Like, it's looking pretty damn good at the position.
We saw this coming. As soon as the two of them started playing at the AHL, and you saw how much they set the league on fire there the first month, you could see this coming.
And just remember, if you keep Rask, you have the same team as last year, just about with an older Rask in another situation where you don't know how much he's going to play. You know he's not playing much more than half the games as it is. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Is this G Love and Special Sauce?
No, this is Scapegoat Wax, remix of one of his songs. Scapegoat Wax album, was it Okie Blow? Is that it? Is Okie Blow was the best album of that year, the year that it came out? No, it's not G Love and Special Sauce from Philly, just letting it hang out and smoking weed.
That he loved blunts.
Yeah, that's a really weed is a good way to appropriate a culture. It's a good way to just slide in there. Like guys like that, Eddie Wong, who went to Rollins, and they made the show Fresh Off the Boat about him. He went to Rollins in Orlando. He grew up in Orlando. and like he acts like he's from the Bronx in like 1986. And you're like, oh, how do you do that? And you get away with it. He's like, oh, I smoke a lot of weed. So you're like, oh, the weed is the way that you got in there.
We always knew, like when I was in a band, there were two ways that you could get instant fans at your show. And that was either, number one, if you said you were a Christian rock band, because it didn't matter if you were good or you're bad. If you're a Christian rock, people are going to show up to a Christian rock show. There was an audience for that. Or number two, if you were a weed band.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not you would go to that next level stratosphere, probably not. But I mean, all you had to say was, oh, we love smoking blunts. And then people would actually show up.
Your summers are booked for the your singer can die. Yep. Your whole band, your whole band, the singer, songwriter, he can die. You can put out nothing. And still sell out 25 years later.
Sublime did that. Yes, they did.
You can play every festival. Rome.
Yes, you could.
I hate them. I hate them.
You see, I don't like them either, but I get them. Like, I understand why people like them without even the weed stuff. Like, I understand because their songs are kind of hooky and it's happy music with very angry lyrics.
I hate them with every... I hate Sublime.
I'm not a Sublime fan either, but I understand why they're... as big as they are.
No, I get them. And a lot of it's the weed thing.
I just remember, Fred, like back in the day, I'm guilty pleasure stuff, but when 311 first came out, I really liked their first album. I loved it. Now, there was a couple weed references, and I remember being a fan of them, and I saw them live, and I really liked it. When their second album came out, they went all in on We're the Weed Guys. It was called Grassroots.
Oh, yeah.
And the songs were jammy, and the crowd tripled in size Grassroots came out.
We had the home video, and we at this kid Ryan Moore's house, and we would go over there, and it was hysterical.
I'm in the video for Homebrew. I'm actually in that crowd. I was that they filmed it at. They did it at the music park.
High as a kite. Mm-hmm. Feeling no pain.
Attaboy. I was 19. I'd do anything. I'm in that video.
Yeah. They're sitting around or like a room and they take out the bong and they're like, oh no. And we're like, oh wow.
That was instant fans.
And it was stuff I did when I was 12.
And it was looked at as like the ultimate sellout. Like if you became, unless you were like naturally like a weed guy and it just kind of came out of you, there was people you could tell were faking it and people were just like born weed, but even those people wouldn't even sing about weed.
I don't get like what weed like is, how that can become your identity. It's just
when
weird.
You're 18, it's like, hey, cool, we're doing something we shouldn't be doing.
And yeah, I understand.
Inner circle. I mean, but part of it that I got, but it was a total, if you were in a band, that's when you knew that, all right, you're doing that just to get people to come to your show. You're the weed guys now.
Yeah.
Put like a big, you know, cannabis leaf on your flyers and all of a sudden, whoa, it's the weed guys. Yeah,
the Cottonmouth Kings. I don't know if they ever even wrote a song.
They suck. Hey, they really suck. And they got a pretty decent following.
Yeah, and like, a dude in the Cottonmouth Kings was the basis for the Sentence for an album. Which is
oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, they could play the Palladium out in Worcester. They definitely don't play around here. They
the cotton, I got cotton mouth from all the weed that I smoke. Yeah, they suck at rapping, man, but who cares? They're high.
They're into weed, dude.
They're super into weed. the vice with the least downside. It's 5 million times better for you than drinking. Woo! Amanda, thank you. You're late to the party, but I'm always interested. Amanda, what's going on? Fill us in with your story.
Oh, my story?
Yeah, say, or what's going on? You have a business of some sort that you want to talk about?
A business? I guess you could call it a business.
Are you making money?
I am.
Are you trading goods or services for said money?
Said pictures of feet for said money. Maybe.
That is called a business, my dear. You wow. are in business. You're in the Tootsie business.
How did you get in the picture of my feet selling business?
Where'd you fall from heaven from?
Honestly, I had someone reach out to me just because I guess my feet were cute.
Really? Like,
they saw you on what? Your Instagram?
Yeah.
Wait, no. Are you in porn or something?
No.
Okay, did they see you on an OnlyFans or did they see you on Instagram? Because you said, let's just say that. Are you a nude model?
It's more like Snapchat.
Okay, so you'll nude Snapchat with people.
Oh no, just feet.
Oh,
okay. But how do they find? Okay, so how do they find your feet? And what did this person say?
I don't know. There just happened to be a picture of like me and my foot was in it. And, you know, people like to zoom in on things with like girls' pictures.
Yeah.
Apparently, guys like doing that with feet.
Okay, and so what did this person say when they contacted you?
I'll tell you what they said. Hello.
How would you feel about having me send you some money on Venmo for pictures of your feet?
Now, did he tell you to do anything like step in worms?
No. No, just regular. I know, right? Nope, just regular pictures of the feet, sometimes in socks, sometimes in different shoes.
Would he ask you for the socks in a hermetically sealed bag?
Okay. Surprisingly, no, not yet.
How much would you ask for a sock? Because how much would you ask for, do you think?
A sock?
Yeah, like if he goes, like, I want...
Just one?
Yeah, like Mies wants that sock. And he goes, like, send it to me. How much would you ask for it?
Probably like, well, I mean, I'd probably do the pair, but $50.
How much is a photo?
A photo? It depends.
How much have you charged? Like, what's the most you've ever gotten for a picture of your feet?
For just one photo?
Whatever. Yeah. Like photos. Yeah. How much?
Yeah, probably like $50.
Yeah, I'd ask for like $200 for the socks. He'd pay it. Because then you got them wrapped around your finger.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I mean, socks.
I mean, I haven't had anyone
gold.
Ask me for to send them, but so far.
Well, just go, like, would you be interested in a pair of socks? And then he says, do tell.
I don't think there's a fetish with the actual sock itself. I think it's the foot.
Well, there's got to be a sensory thing. Like, if I have a if I have your sock and I can smell it, I know it was worn. Don't you think?
Maybe. I haven't really gotten that far. I haven't really tried to get into...
Take off the training wheels, hun.
Can you imagine walking in on, like, your roommate, and he's, like, standing there, like, Snuffleupagus. He's got the sock hanging down from his nose. He's like...
Yeah, you high-five and say, I'll be back. Hang one sock on the door. We'll go back-to-back. All right. Well, listen, Amanda, congratulations on your business and congratulations for having wonderful, wonderful feet.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. She wanted to get very particular about the price. Well, one photo? I don't care.
Well, she's got the menu working. You know, you got to establish the menu and then services can be given.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't buy the phone.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
I love feet.
My celebrity crush is Angelina Jolie.
I love feet.
Batman, the ability to be able to have amazing kung fu powers.
Feet.
You can never predict what I'm doing next.
I love feet.
I knew we had a dating on demand guy who loved feet. I knew it.
That's tremendous.
And they always sound the same, like, I love feet.
Beautiful feet.
Uh-huh. Beautiful feet.
Feet. Say that in a bar full of people. Mm. Yes, sir. This is who I am.
Well, I mean, we used to work with a guy who was very open about it.
Yeah. He's in a relationship now.
He announced that proudly on Facebook the other day.
Shane, you are on the radio.
Hello, Fred. I have discovered a sexual fantasy galore while traveling down a rabbit hole. It is an adult sexual feet coloring book. I give you ta-da!
Right. There's a coloring book for feet.
Huh.
Learn us something.
Beautiful feet.
Abraham Lincoln once stepped in his hat and chopped down a cherry tree. That's what? One coloring book picture. Beverly Hills podiatrist.
I have a horrible foot fetish. My celebrity crush is Angelina Jolie.
I love feet.
Batman, the ability to be able to have amazing kung fu powers.
You can never predict what I'm doing next.
I love feet.
Eddie Murphy going to podiatrist's office, crawling around on all fours, inspecting.
Mm.
Sure.
They have to see how the sausage is made. No, thank you. Mm. All right, Rich, what is coming up in the old stack?
Stadium tours are coming back, and our favorite athlete / aspiring rapper is in big trouble.
All right. We will have that on for you here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.